100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And I don't have my Invisaligns in right now because, ugh. Oh, God, they get so gross overnight. This is the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with a story, and I complain about something for a few minutes, and then we get on with the stories. The topic is library, and a lot of you came up with stories. Let's look down the list. Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Tom, Zach Mann's back. Hey, welcome back. Serendipity, Planet X-Ray, Lizzie, Normal Joe, Tura, and Planet Z. So, got us a bunch of stories. I won't babble your head off right now. Blah, blah, blah. Stuff going on in the world. That's why you come here, to completely ignore all that crap and make up your own crap. All right, let's get on with the stories before I say something incredibly stupid.
Greetings, rock beasts. Munzee here with a story for you all, as well as your traditional new nickname. You've heard the nickname. Now let's get on to the story. Bookmobile by Christopher Monroe. My town's library system is bringing back the bookmobile. I mean, they're calling it the book truck now, rather than bookmobile, which is not a good name, but that's fine. It's not for me. It's for children in neighborhoods lacking easy library access, and I totally get that they don't have to run the name by me for approval. And anyway, bookmobile, for the first time since 1991. Fun times and a very useful service to the communities it will serve. Mayor Nenshi is, once again, crushing it. No punchline this week, gang. I'm just excited that it's back. Bookmobile. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. Thus begins April, my rock beasts. But we've a long way to go before it's done. So much longer than you think. Exactly as long as you think.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 519 on the topic of library. I've got two stories for you, and my first is called The Street Library. I passed the bum every afternoon. He rattled a cup of change with one hand while keeping guard of a huge box with the other. One day, curiosity got the better of me. I'll give you $5 if you tell me what's so important in the box. The man replied, "It's a lending library." "Oh, you think we can't read just because we're homeless?" "Well, people donate books, and I lend them out. Melville is popular, and I can't keep Proust in stock." I gave the bum my $5 and walked on, impressed. Proust? Who would have guessed? The next bum said to me, "Hey, you met Tony? He told you about his library?" I nodded. "What a sucker. Tony is batshit crazy. Ain't nothing in the box but his collection of soda cans." I heard the bum's mocking laughter for the next block. And my second story is called Late Fee. I saw the library aide shelve the new Brad Thor novel. Excited that I wouldn't have to wait months for the book, I grabbed the copy and tried to check it out. The librarian swiped my card and, with a stern look, said, "You have an overdue book on your account. Harriet the Spy. Due June 16th. She paused. 1977. "Oh, come now, that was nearly 40 years ago. You can't hold me accountable for a book I checked out in 7th grade. Anyway, I'm sure I returned it." The woman was resolute, so I went home empty-handed. Back in my den, I selected a well-worn book from the top shelf and removed the old library card I kept as a bookmark. I began to read. Harriet was trying to explain to Sport how to play town. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. Richard here, and this week's topic was library. Bit of an emotive subject here in the UK, since we seem hell-bent on closing every last one of them. Who needs them anyway? So, stories. This is Community Spirit. We've got one of those tiny libraries at the end of our street. You know the sort of thing. It's like a doll's house on a pole, containing a few well-thumbed trash novels and a note that reads, "To build our community spirit." That made me laugh. We haven't been a community for years. But I think it may be working. Local drug dealers use it as a mailbox. School kids use it to stash illicit booze and smokes. And everyone likes to leave anonymous rude notes about their neighbour's bad habits. Community spirit? Yes. Crappy books, though. And my second story is called Words. How many books do you reckon your local library has? A couple of hundred? A few thousand? Half a million or more? And think of all the words between the covers of those books. Millions upon millions of the things. Pages teeming with stories, advice, and a wealth of knowledge that is overwhelming in its abundance. So many books, so many subjects, and oh, so many words. And yet, in a place so dedicated to the preservation and sharing of this wealth of words, has it ever struck you as ever so slightly odd that you're actively discouraged from speaking? And now, having spoken, I shall depart until next week. Goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and the countdown continues. One. And I've got one story for you this evening. It's called More Than Words. In my youth, despite having a galactic reading deficit, I loved books, and by proxy, a love of libraries. In grammar school, I volunteered to put Dewey Decimal numbers on book spines. In high school, I worked the circulation desk at our local community library. Throughout my college career, I've worked in a number of university libraries, everything from shelving to audiovisual. When I was on a civil grand jury, I wrote a number of reports dealing with unfair labor practices. One day, I hope, they name a library after me. Don't think you can get interned in one. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Zach Mann. Tried to get my kid to try Link Plus. You know, after I convinced him I wasn't asking about how to use a Smash Brothers character, I said, "Link Plus is like Overdrive." He asked, "Overdrive? The gear for a car?" "The website for borrowing ebooks." He responded, "There's a website for borrowing ebooks?" I answered, "Don't you know anything? Who raised you? Never mind that. You must have read about BitTorrents on Boing Boing, so imagine Overdrive as a legal BitTorrent that works with your library card, and Link Plus like Overdrive for lending hard copies of things outside of local library system."
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. There is a book, a very special book, that you won't find listed in the library catalog. Yet it is there, because that's where I hid it. You'd expect to find it under horror. Perhaps you might even think it should be labeled fiction. but I assure you, every word is true. You may stumble upon it amongst the autobiographies. You can't miss it. It's the only book bound in human skin. And those pages stuck tightly together. Human blood. It's my life story. And, if you like, I'll write a whole new chapter. All about you.
Greetings, Earthlings. Yes, it is I, Planet X-Ray, here for this week's challenge. I'm going to continue my story from last week of our presence on Earth. It's called The Great Library. Our cloning facility in Singapore has a wonderful library of DNA samples of people from around the world. They're cataloged several ways, as an example, by region. If you clone somebody from Germany, there's a 75% chance that they'll be an engineer. 98% of our Quick Mart stores are staffed and run by clones made from Pakistani DNA. Our protein providers prefer clones with DNA from New York City, which we call the stockyards. There's a balancing of all the regions, which balances the tastes. While America may be the great melting pot, New York City is our stew pot. Well, thanks for listening. Remember, you truly may be what you eat. So until I grace your presence again, this is Planet X-Ray signing out.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The books shook on the shelves. At first, they got slightly roughed up. Then the earthquake became stronger, and they all ended up on the floor. Somehow, the classics got mixed with the sci-fi, which generated a rather electrifying commotion. The gothics insisted on moving to the horror section because they had a few relatives there, and the mystery hardbacks sulked when they were temporarily lodged with the crime paperbacks. The only ones thrilled with the uproar were the erotica books. They had grown tired of being ostracized for years in the stuffy corner at the back of the library. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 519 with a prompt of library. Here's my story. Mickey put chicken pieces into pots to marinate and headed to the front of the restaurant to see where Polecat was going. Mandy caught him by the shoulder as he passed her at the register. "I didn't mean to come down on you so hard," she said, caressing his arm. His heart stopped, and his blood ran cold. Mandy could squeeze his arm till his fingers went numb, and he wouldn't stop her. But he needed to see what Polecat was doing. "No worries," he said, stumbling free to the front window. Across the street, Polecat slipped into the library. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tour of Rosino here with a story on the subject, library. The signs are clear to a hunter's eye. A worn, illegible spine. No classmark. Shabby. conspicuously inconspicuous. Suddenly, I snatch the book from the shelf, flick open the front cover, and slam my withdrawn stamp onto the flyleaf, wetted with ink made from burned books. It convulses in my hand for a moment, then lies still. The forbidden teachings remain, but the evil spirit striving to download them into an unwary reader's mind is no more. The library pays me well to exorcise their stacks. The black librarians pay even better for the volumes that my official employers believe destroyed.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Libraries do so much more these days. Digital archives, all the world's information ever. Genetic repositories, the flesh stacks. Great for a weekend body mod job. Hit the fabricators for skin and clothes to fit. Temporal projection systems. You can look back through the harmonic impressions of atomic decay. Every event in history ripples through the cosmos. Justice researchers gathering evidence for trials. Kids writing their term papers. I like to watch the football. Barbaric, sure, banned because of the brain damage, but to watch Lynn Swan leap for a touchdown catch? Magnificent. Let's go print some fluffy tails now.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of library. What did you think? Leave a comment at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. While you're there, you can see show notes, links to people's sites, archives of almost 11 years of stories. Somewhere there's a list of my favorites, live stuff, blah, 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 blah. I have to hear this every time. Thank you for being a part of this, and hopefully next week, let's see, what's the topic? Debate? More stories? More delvings into the imagination? We'll see what you got. Thank you once again, and as always, keep it brief.